Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I want to talk today about sources of joy, things you can do to generate more joy in your life, because who of us doesn't want to have more joy? It's just one of those things that the more joy you have, the better your life is. It's that simple. So how do we derive joy? Well, some people get joy through stuff. So houses, cars, clothes, Amazon orders that come in all the time. You know, those things can bring joy, but that's fleeting, very fleeting. You get something new, especially think about a new piece, a new dress or a new outfit or, you know, new shoes. It's great. And then, you know, after a couple hours, it sort of wears off. You know, maybe even a day or two, but it's not really long-term joy. Well, experience would be better than stuff. Well, we've talked about that before. So if you could spend your money on a vacation, that would be wonderful because you'd have great times while you're there and you'd be able to relive it when you get back. So certainly that contributes. But also, is that really long-term? I'm not sure that really justifies long-term. Well, what about achievements? If you think about achievements that you've gotten, promotions at work, winning a race, being the country club golf champion, whatever it is, right? Those things, again, nice, but it's not going to keep you happy throughout your life necessarily. Just you get the incremental joy from them. And then there's relationships, right? A boyfriend, a girlfriend, a spouse, a best friend. And that can certainly help, and you surround yourself with the right people and your life will become more joyous. But that's not the full solution either. Because it's got to come from you. Because at the end of the day, real lasting long-term joy has to come from inside of you, not outside of you. That internal feeling of gratitude that we're talking about. And when that internal cup isn't completely full, that's when we start to look externally. We start to look for multiple partners because we're not satisfied with the one we have. We start to look for buying more and more stuff because whatever we have isn't good enough and we just keep wanting more. But the problem in doing that, it doesn't work. It just doesn't. I mean, if you ever tried to do that, you're going to get your happiness from going to the mall and shopping every day and getting new stuff. There's diminishing returns with that. So as we start to look at these things, we have to take time to stop looking at what's next, which is what we've been doing for most of us, at least I know I have, and start to appreciate the joy in what is. Okay, so stop looking out and start looking in at what is. And so how do we find the joy of what is? Well, if you're not finding it now, you simply adjust your perspective. And so how do we adjust our perspective? Well, you get centered. So rather than living every moment in your life as that first person, become the observer of your life. Act almost as that third person. And from time to time, I'm not saying you live your life that way 100% of the time, but be able to kind of take a step back and look at yourself. And that's an important part of things. So seeing yourself as becoming the observer of your own life. And you can create a lot of platforms for doing this, or you know, you can try things like getting out in nature. Because maybe you're so caught up in your head and you're so caught up in your existing environment wherever you are, sometimes getting out of that environment is going to help you. And nature is a great way to do it. And if you can't get out in the woods or in nature or in the mountains or on the beach, just go for a walk. But that walk will change your environment and help you get centered and help put you in that area of being an observer of your life. The other thing you could do is you could simply help someone else. We know that if we're in service to other people that are less fortunate than we are, that pays huge benefits in terms of joy in our life. And it also lends perspective to your own life, because when you realize that there are people that have far less than you, whether they're ill or they don't have financial means and you're healthy and do, well, that alone is gonna raise your level of joy because it provides that perspective that you need. And as you're helping them bring themselves up, that drives it even further. So that's certainly a great way to do things. But at the end of the day, what we're really trying to get to is this focus on gratitude, being thankful and being appreciative for what happens around you. That's where it is. And the more frequently you go there, the more joy you're going to experience in your life, because you're sitting and wallowing in what's good as opposed to worrying about what's bad. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you life is completely altruistic and there are no short-term benefits out there and you can't create some short-term joy, because you can. Right? Who doesn't like to get that box from Amazon of the new gift that you buy for yourself, or you know, new clothing or something like that? I mean, that's something that we all enjoy. And so maybe think about ways to make those types of joys, those short-term joys that we're talking about, how can we make them more frequent? And here's some really simple things you can do. And I'll give you an example of one that happened to me. When I moved into my house six years ago now, we remodeled everything. But we didn't, for whatever reason, we never took care of our steps, and they never really look great. And so, I don't know, 6 or 7 months ago, we redid our steps. And it's like a whole new house. Now, here's the thing. If I had redone the steps when I did the entire house, I would have very little appreciation for them. By waiting to redo the steps, now I got time to really dedicate my attention to the new steps. And I thought, wow, this is really cool. We did something very nice. Whereas before, it would have just blended into everything else that got done at the same time. So this incremental happiness, it's as if you're, instead of ordering all your Amazon things together, right? If you need multiple things you're going to order one at a time. And then each day you get something that comes in, as opposed to having one day where 6 things arrive. So now you get the incremental appreciation of it coming in. You can get the same effect from a subscription service. There's a magazine. Like, I'm a big skier. I like getting Ski Magazine. And when every month it comes in, I have something I look forward to because it fires me up for it. And the subscription service is nice. And there's plenty of other subscription services you can get so that every time it comes, you have a new level of appreciation for what is. It doesn't all come at one time. And then the last point is simply this idea of always scheduling vacations, right? Now, vacations can certainly enhance your life. We know that. But always having something to look forward to always brings joy. And that's another way to really drive what I'll call short-term joy. But at the end of the day, what really is going to keep things going in your life, what really drives the happiest, most well-adjusted people on the planet, is this continuous level of joy. And the way to get there is to simply be in gratitude, be thankful, and appreciate what's around you, and go inside and do that, and realize there's nothing external that needs to be done. All you have to do is focus on what is, where you are, and what you have. If you know of anyone that could benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to Apple or to Spotify where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, take some of the ideas we talked about and find more joy in your life. And the simplest way to do that is go inside, focus on your gratitude, be thankful and appreciate everything around you, and try to stay in that mental state as frequently as you can and as often as you can, and just go there in your mind whenever possible.